The White House counsel to President Nixon in the Watergate era is on Capitol Hill today. John Dean was a star witness during the Watergate proceedings. His testimony in the 1970s focused on obstruction of justice. It helped bring down a president. Now he's back to give his opinion on President Trump's actions in response to the Mueller investigation. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is here. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robin.
And let's remind people, John Dean, a household name decades ago, but familiar now if you watch CNN, for instance. He's a big critic of the president. Here he is speaking to CNN's Jake Tapper in April about Mueller's decision not to exonerate President Trump on obstruction of justice.
This is clear obstruction, Jake. If you endeavor to obstruct, and there is much evidence here of endeavor, you violated the obstruction statute.
But Ron, still, why are Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee calling Dean in now?
You called Dean a star witness a moment ago, just as we all did back in the Watergate era. And right now, the Democrats need a star witness in their pursuit of President Trump. They'd like it to be Robert Mueller, of course, but he's not very excited about the role. And they'd like it to be Don McGahn, the former White House counsel. McGahn had that job under Trump that John Dean had under Richard Nixon, exact same job. So plan B here is until they can find a court to enforce their subpoenas on some of these present day figures, bringing in Dean will highlight the issue of obstruction, like you said, and it will link the behavior of the two presidents in no uncertain terms. And others on the witness list today may do much the same or similar things. But Dean will bring the cameras.
Well, it's funny you said witless list because that's what some of the critics of it might be saying. The president called Dean a sleazebag in a tweet yesterday. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway had this to say on Fox News this morning.
I passed 4 state bars, never been disbarred, yeah. Never went to jail for obstruction of justice and don't plan on it. But they're picking their lawyers from TV now. Remember, he also tried to derail Brett Kavanaugh's nomination.
We remember.
He's not a credible person.
And Kellyanne Conway referring there to John Dean's criminal record because he was a part of the cover-up before he became a witness against it. He actually served time for that period of time where he was, as I said, a part of the cover-up. And this testimony, we just heard the Fox morning host there completely agreeing with Kellyanne Conway. His testimony isn't likely to sway any Republicans.
No, it's not going to sway any Republicans, nor is it expected to. John Dean went to jail and served 4 months of a 1 to 4 year sentence back in the mid-1970s. He was also disbarred for his part in a criminal conspiracy in the White House. And it's important to remember that's what he was punished for, his own part in a criminal conspiracy in the White House, which he bailed out on and exposed. So in that sense, he was discredited as a lawyer. But it's worth noting that he was discredited for actions taken at the direction of the White House team working for President Nixon, and that when John Dean said, look, I think I might need my own lawyer for what we're doing here, Nixon himself tried to keep him in line.
I want to ask you about something upcoming. The House of Representatives will vote to approve a civil contempt resolution tomorrow. This would be against Attorney General Bill Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. This isn't the same thing as voting to hold the two in contempt of Congress. That's something Democrats have threatened. But what is this civil contempt resolution and why now?
It isn't quite the same thing, and it processes differently in the court system. The Democrats here are trying to get these people to testify, to get them before the committee, before the cameras, so the country can see them talk about all of these issues under oath. They're not trying to send them to jail. They're not trying to harass them. They're trying to get their testimony. And it's happening just right now because this is the Democrats' alternative or plan B again sort of strategy for pursuing the president, but not actually starting a formal impeachment proceeding.
Yeah, and we're seeing today, in the minute we have, that the Justice Department will give documents related to the Mueller investigation to the House Judiciary Committee. Democrats and the DOJ have disagreed about this, but could this concession have an impact on that contempt vote?
Surely. And the idea, of course, would be to obviate the vote entirely, to say, hey, look, see, we're cooperating. We're doing everything we can. And At the same time, I don't think the two sides are really there yet, and we do expect the vote to go ahead tomorrow, at least at this point. But it does show that negotiations are going on, and the negotiations are still possible. And there are those people in the House leadership who would very much like to get the goods, get a full look at the Mueller report unredacted, see the underlying documents and evidence without actually having to go to a contempt of Congress or a formal impeachment proceeding.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.